boys and girls, and thank you for listening to Truth to You. We are, it's time for Hebrew Roots, brought to you by truthtoyou.org and spiritualbabies.net. G'day, Mr. Spiritual Babies.
G'day, Jono.
What do you reckon? Hebrew Roots is that time of the week when we take the book of Hebrews back to its roots.
That's right.
That makes sense. Where are we? Where are we today?
We are looking at chapter 9. So it's going to be Hebrews 9 and verse 19. 9:19.
Verse 19, give it to me.
For when every commandment had been proclaimed by Moses to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and goats along with water.
Wait.
Yes?
He took the blood of calves and goats?
Calves and goats.
Ooh, he took blood of calves and goats?
That's what it says.
Okay, we'll come back to that. He took the blood of calves and goats, and what did he do with it? He did what?
Along with water.
He mixed goat's blood and calves' blood and mixed it with water?
I think there's some sort of recipe going on.
There is a recipe going on here. It sounds kind of... Anyway, keep going.
Scarlet wool and hyssop.
Ooh.
And sprinkled the scroll itself.
What scroll? We'll get to that.
He sprinkled the scroll itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God has commanded for you."
No, he didn't. Wait a minute. No, you're telling me that he mixed calves' blood and goat's blood with water, and then he got scarlet wool and hyssop and used that to sprinkle this concoction on a scroll and on the people. And right. With that, he said that this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you.
Now, to be fair, in some translations, it doesn't say scroll, it says book.
Well, yeah, but that's a scroll. I mean, let's move on. That's a scroll. Okay, 21. Give me 21.
In the same way, he sprinkled the tabernacle and all of the vessels of worship with blood.
Hang on. What?
Mm-hmm. Says it here.
But it's not just the blood, right? It's No. Is it saying that he sprinkled everything in the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry with this concoction of calves' blood and goats' blood and water?
Well, it says in the same way, which I assume is talking about the previous passage, he sprinkled the tabernacle. That's the 10, right?
Okay.
And all of the vessels of worship.
All of them.
All of them with blood.
All right. Okay. Give me another verse.
Okay. According to the law, almost everything is purified of blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
No forgiveness. None.
None at all.
None at all. None. That's an absolute statement, right?
Yeah, right.
That's an absolute statement. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood.
Right.
We're going to have a look at that, but I'm really, before we do that, this is the first I've heard about this. I mean, we're talking about the blood of calves and goats mixed with water.
Mixed with water.
It
says along with water, scarlet wool and hyssop, but which doesn't really say mixed, but when it says and sprinkled the scroll with it, you assume then that it's all put together.
Oh, it's definitely some sort of concoction. So where in the Tanakh do we read about this? Where do we get this from?
Well, we can go through them item by item.
Well, it's just that
we should find them all together at some point, right? If it's here.
Well, I guess so, because it says in verse 20 that Moses, you know, he got this concoction, he sprinkled the scroll and the people with this, saying, and now I've got it in italics, so it must be somewhere in the Tanakh. So clearly, we can go back and we can read about this as it is written here, right?
That's right. So let's have a look. Now, what cross reference have you got?
Exodus 24,
it says. 24, okay.
It is Exodus 24. Okay, I'm flicking over there now. And can I read this one?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
This one says, okay, so I'm going to start from verse 5. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen. I've got oxen.
Oxen.
Do you have calves or goats or calves?
Well,
or goats?
Which version are you reading from?
Now, this is the New King James. What do you got?
Okay. So I've got the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Then he sent out young Israelite men and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed bulls.
Bulls! You've got bulls! But you don't have goats. Now, do you have goats?
I don't have goats. And I don't have the calves of bulls either. And I do remember that bulls and oxen do share the same name.
They do.
Same word.
That's fair enough. And so, at least we've got, you know, one out of two so far. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
Right.
Okay, so where's the... Okay, so we don't have the goat's blood and we don't have the mixing with the water. And then it goes on to say, then he took... Oh, this will be when he gets the scarlet wool and the hyssop and it says, then he took the book of the covenant... Oh, hang on a minute. He took the book of the covenant and... Oh, and read it, in the hearing of the people. And this must be where he sprinkles the book in the people. It goes on to say, and they said, all that Yehovah has said we will do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood. Are you ready?
Oh, here we go. This must be where he does it.
This is the bit that, okay, it brings it all together. Even though it's not mixed with the water and the goat's blood, he doesn't seem to have the hyssop and the... Anyway, it says in verse 8, and Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant which Yehovah has made with you. Now, he sprinkled it on the... Didn't we read that he sprinkled it on the scroll?
Yeah, definitely said that. No. And he added a whole load of other ingredients to it.
He mixed it with goat's blood and water, and he dipped scarlet wool and hyssop, and then he sprinkled it on the scroll, and he sprinkled it on the people. But I don't have this in Exodus 24. Well, I'm perplexed.
We can only assume that they made a mistake when they wrote Exodus.
What? No, that's right, because clearly, and now I'll tell you what this means, by the way, Mr. Spiritual Babies. In Hebrews chapter 9, what the additional information that we're given here shows us, you know what it shows us? It shows
tell
us
me.
All the people had leprosy.
Right, that's true.
That's what happened. Do you know how I know that?
Because of the extra ingredients?
The extra ingredients. You're spot on. And those extra ingredients, of course, are scarlet wool and hyssop. And if we go and we read, boys and girls, in Leviticus 13 and Leviticus 14, you can read about the scarlet wool and the hyssop and the dipping in the blood. I mean, they rather dip in the blood and do a bit of the sprinkling. This is what the high priest does, right?
That's right, yeah, the high priest.
For those who have leprosy. So let me just go to those verses so we are crystal clear. Here we go. So, okay, I've got Leviticus 14, verses 4 to 6. The priest will order that the two live clean birds, cedarwood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop, there we go, be brought for the one who is to be cleansed, and the priest will order. Well, we don't have a bird, though, in Hebrews.
No, that's true.
We don't have any pigeons. That's no good.
Right.
He does wave the bird over fresh water in a clay pot. There's the water.
Mm.
And he takes the live bird with the cedar wood and the scarlet yarn and the hyssop, and he dips all of it into the blood of the bird that was slaughtered over the fresh water. So we're kind of getting close. Maybe
right.
There was a little bit of leprosy going on.
Maybe.
And we don't read about it in Exodus 24, but we do read about it in Hebrews. Boy, I tell you what. It took us, people as smart as us, to put this together. Now we know the secret, and we're telling everybody for free. Do you know how much money we could have made from this?
Well, this is only free for a few days.
Okay. All right. Because this is, we could write a book on this. I'm telling you, this is
great. Right. Then we're going to be lots of products coming out of this, I tell you.
Yep. Yep. And I know we, sorry if I sound a little too sarcastic, but this is a little bit odd. To be honest, dear listeners, I was shocked when I read this, and I totally glossed over this, and a couple of days ago I said to Mr. Spiritual Papers, I said, hey, let's get on to Hebrews 9:22, and you, what did you say to me?
I said, have you read 19? And to be fair, I sat down to have a look at chapter 9, and the first time I read through 19, and I'd never looked at it like that before, and I'll be honest, only because I've been going through the Torah readings, would this have ever raised a flag?
I was shocked that I had never picked this up before. And when you pointed it out to me, I thought, oh, no, we can't do this now. I've got to really read up on this because I can't believe it. So what we have is, again, it says that Moses took the blood of calves and goats. No, he didn't take the blood of goats, according to the book of Exodus. With water, no, he didn't. Scarlet wool and hyssop, no, he didn't. And sprinkled the book itself, well, not according to the book of Exodus, and all the people saying... Now, the interesting thing about this, Mr. Spiritual Babies, this is what it says in Hebrews. It says that Moses said the following, this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you. Now, that's as much as I read in the book of Exodus as well. But in Exodus, it actually adds a little bit more. There's additional information in Exodus than there is in Hebrews. Do you want me to read the rest of that quote?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this is Exodus chapter 24, verse 8. It says, and of course, you know, it gets the first part that the book of Hebrews quotes. It says, this is the blood of the covenant which Yehovah has made with you according to all these words.
Right.
Is what it goes on to say. According to all these words. Tell you what, Hebrews doesn't have that, and there's probably a reason for it. Now, listen, we could dwell on that for some time. Maybe we shouldn't. Let's move on. That's somewhat perplexing. But verse 22 doesn't help us anymore. What does 22 say again?
According to the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
None. No forgiveness.
None at all.
Can't be forgiven if you don't have the shedding of blood, because according to Hebrews, well, Hebrews says according to the Torah, almost. Now, incidentally, a lot of people miss the almost, but it does say almost all things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So what it's saying, Mr. Spiritual Babies, certainly in the last part of chapter 22, as I mentioned before, that is an absolute statement. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. Now, we have a problem, right?
We do, because we can't offer sacrifices right now.
We can't offer sacrifices right now, which is why, and I've had people come up to me, and they say, hey, you're a Jew, so tell me, how do you atone for your sin now that you don't have a temple? Because, you know, that's why you need, and this is what that's there in, as far as Christian evangelism is concerned. But it's just not true, is it?
No, it's not. And, I mean, there are some really huge examples of why it's not true, and there are some smaller ones. I think the smaller ones we might add in the video, and people can go and look them up themselves. So right now you should be seeing lots of cool quotes and verses.
There they are, scrolling up before your eyes. But we have to highlight some of them. Can we highlight some of them? Because there are very, very many, very, very many examples, but we just need to highlight some of them. And the most obvious really is, let's start with Jonah. Because, you know, we were talking about Jonah earlier in the week with Keith Johnson and Nehemiah Gordon. And we were talking about the sign of Jonah. If people missed that, you'll find it on truthtoyou.org. But in the book of Jonah chapter 3, do you have that one in front of you?
I'm looking it up now.
Don't you love,
it might take a minute.
Don't you love trying to find the books that only have three pages? Okay, I've got it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It says, these are the people of Nineveh. And you know, he's out of his fish, and he went into Nineveh, and he, you know, said, you guys got to repent, because, you know, in 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown, and you guys are done for. And he proclaimed it throughout Nineveh, and the kings heard it, and the king said, and his nobles, he said, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, but let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil ways and from the violence that is in his hand. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and will turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Verse 10, Jonah 3:10, then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them. He did not do it. Sacrifices? Shedding of blood?
None.
None. Numbers 16:47. So Aaron did as Moses said and ran into the midst of the assembly. The plague had already started among the people, but Aaron offered the incense and made atonement for them.
Well, that's a great verse.
Incense. Blood?
No blood.
No blood. So while we're in Numbers 31 verse 50. So we have brought as an offering to the Eternal the gold articles each of us acquired, armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces to make atonement for ourselves before the Eternal. Numbers 31:50.
Lovely.
Isaiah, do you want another one?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm on a roll. Then one of the this is the seraphim, right? This is the fiery ones. One of the seraphim, this is Isaiah 6, verse 6 and 7, flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from with tongs from the altar. And with it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Shedding of blood?
Nope.
Nope, not there.
And I'm reading Hosea 14.
Hosea 14:2, do it.
Yep. Israel, return to Yehovah your God, for you have stumbled in your sin. Take words of repentance with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sin and accept what is good, so that we may repay you with the praise from our lips.
Shedding of blood?
No shedding of blood.
No shedding of blood. Lastly, let's should we end with this? Unless you can think of another one. I think this one is one that has to be mentioned, and it's Leviticus 5, 11 to 13.
But if he cannot afford two turtle doves or two young pigeons, he may bring two quarts of fine flour as an offering for his sin. There
it is. And what happens?
In this way, the priest will make atonement on his behalf concerning the sin he's committed.
The priest will make atonement.
And he will be forgiven.
Is what it says. And he does that with what? With the offering of flour. Blood?
Nope.
No just blood. Flour. Okay. There it is, dear listeners. It's just so many. Feel free to leave comments with your own examples, because there is a plethora of examples to choose from in the Tanakh where just disproving the absolute statement that is, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. That's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Oh, my goodness. There's another one. Dear listeners, return back to the words of the Tanakh. Go back to the Hebrew roots and just check everything. Test everything.
Test everything.
That's not a bad little catchphrase. I like that one.
That's great. Yeah, I should write that down.
Test everything. We should write that. We should do something with that. Okay. Till next time, dear listeners, be blessed and be set apart by the truth of our Father's word. Shalom.